Warning, content not suitable for children. Listener discretion advised, yo. Screaming Chewy Show, your source of entertainment and overall fuckery. And the show starts now.
Hey friend, what's wrong?
I'm really tired.
Have you tried coffee?
No, coffee makes me feel all jittery and like my blood pressure goes low.
You ever tried W Energy?
No, what's that?
Well, it's an energy supplement, but they got a natural coffee cherry extract and it don't make you jittery or feel like shit.
Oh, so it gives you energy? It's kind of like a pre-workout or?
Yeah, pre-workout, or you just want energy, you know, you want to get some gaming done, you know, stuff like that.
Oh my God, I need that. Where can I find it?
At W.GG. They also got amazing flavors like dragon lemonade, dragon fruit and lemonade, dragonade, beach and peach. A lot of amazing flavors. It's like Kool-Aid, but gives you energy.
Oh my God, I definitely need to try that. Do you have like a discount code or something for me?
I'm glad you asked. When you go to W.GG, when you check out, type in Screaming Chewy SH, all one word, and you get 10% off.
Oh my God, that's so nice. I'm definitely going to try that. Thank you.
I got you.
Fire. So you know the thing. You know how we talk about it. Are we the people?
Oh, yes! Fuck off! Alright, everyone, welcome back to another exciting episode of Screaming Chewy Show. You know, this one's gonna be epic. We got the three Chewies here.
Three Hell beans. Yeah.
The triple C.
Triple C, yeah! Triple
C, the C cube.
C cube. As long as you don't say the C3, because fuck that place. Yeah, fuck
C3. Appreciate the food chorizo.
Hey, no problem. And thank you for the monster. You fucking gave me a Hulk Hogan monster, bro.
Dude, that's beast. Hey,
you seen his dick, right? Hogan's dick?
No. What?
You seen Hulk Hogan's dick?
Wait.
We need explanation.
Okay, hold on. We're coming back to this, but I want to introduce Chewy.
Wait.
Yeah, you.
Wait, this is like the three Spider-Mans in that last Spider-Man
series. It is!
Right? So we got the three Spider-Mans.
Oh, no
right
shit, here. Dude.
Hey, we gotta redo that picture where they're all pointing at each other.
Dude, that's gonna be the cover art.
Fuck yeah, fuck yeah.
But yeah, we got Chorizo in the house.
Hell yeah. What up, people?
We got Chewy.
Chewy D, right? That's how we're going to have to differentiate us, the big D.
In the Chewyverse, you know?
In the Chewyverse.
Because I don't know if you guys remember previous episodes, those listening. Chorizo is also a Chewy, so that's what
Jesus
saying.
Is lava.
But let's get back to Hulk Hogan's dick.
Bro, so I don't know how many years ago it was, but Hulk Hogan got into a big old problem. I mean, he's been getting into problems because of bullshit, right? But they caught him fucking his friend's wife or some shit or some hooker. And there was a sex tape.
His friend's wife, some hooker?
Yeah, or some hooker.
There's no in between.
Or some hooker. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, his friend, if he's fucking his friend's wife, she's probably a fucking hooker. She's yeah. All
right, cool.
Sorry, but ladies, if you fuck your friend's friend, you're a fucking hooker.
Sorry. Facts.
Sucias. Facts. No, but so then on the video, I tried to find it today because we were talking about it because we were watching WrestleMania. Some other friends and I.
And, perfect time to bring that
dude, up. For real, bro. Hey, WrestleMania. Fucking, I'm not going to tell you guys who won, but that shit was like so fucking, you can tell. They paid so much money to like show this one wrestler. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's coming back. He's going to be in the fucking Royal Rumble. Yeah, he won. His last name is Rhodes. Anyway. Yeah, this is after Royal Rumble. So you guys should already, if you don't know, then you're not really a fan. So fuck off.
Yeah, so it's your fault if you're listening.
No, but yeah, the big dick issue right here. He has the 26 long python. No, he has a fucking dude, motherfucker turned around and you're like, what the fuck is that?
No way.
Like, is that his dick? Dude, motherfucker had like probably a good 13, 14 inch on him, dude.
God, Jesus Christ. Damn.
Again,
steroids didn't fucking stomp
exactly.
Him,
yep. Performance enhancers.
Or maybe he did both.
What's up?
He did like steroids for his body, like his muscles, and he did steroids for his dick.
Oh, well.
He injected
him on his when,
dick. Like straight
I guess,
into the vein on his dick.
Well, isn't when you get testosterone and you have steroids, like it makes your ball smaller, but the steroids make your dick bigger, like all your muscles like fucking grow? Something like that. I don't know.
I'm not muscular.
I never had
it
that.
It makes the ones you work out grow.
So if he fucks a lot, they're growing. I mean, and it's Hulk Hogan. It's Hulk Hogan.
Well, that's fucking crazy though. So hold on. So you say he turns around, and it's just this big ass dick that pops up.
So
out of
it's not like they zoom in and it's fucking Coxilla, you know? It's not like a
like a what is that, basketball?
Like in
baseball. Oh, yeah, yeah, they turn around, their dick swings and
shit. Yeah. Did you say, oh, bro?
So the it's like a top view. It's like it was like a kind of it's kind of angled top view, and then he just turns. He's like he's bucket naked. And he's looking, he's facing the bed, and the girl's like giving him head. And then he turns around to grab something from the counter thing because you can see the girl.
Wait, so this is a sex tape?
Yeah, dude, it's like a sex tape. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan, who's like 60-something,
yes.
Right? He's like in the 60s.
This happened like years ago, though. Like fucking, I think maybe it's been like 7 or 8 years, dude, that shit happened.
Also, he was still old when it
happened.
That's
he was still old. No, he didn't release it. It happened through, there was a scandal with him.
Oh.
Okay. Somebody released it?
Somebody released that shit because, so the rumors, if I remember correctly, the rumor was that he's been fucking his friend's wife for a while, and they knew about it because he's fucking Hulk Hogan.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Celebrity.
I mean,
they trapped him. They were trying to trap him.
They probably after they didn't get any money or something. Probably they probably just released it. I don't know exactly what happened. I'm pretty sure somebody on the internet is gonna fucking let me know what's up. But that's what I remember happened. And the whole point is there's a video and you can see the big old wanger.
Jesus. Wanger. So,
that's wanger.
Fucking crazy. You think he did wrestling moves on her? And like dick her down like the fucking fool Nelson, bro.
What did he say? I think he mentions on
that
there like
drop, the leg drop with the wibbles.
I think he mentions like, oh yeah, that was pretty fast. You know, I just had to finish because and then you see the subtitles, right? That's what they're saying because you kind of hear it. But it says like, oh yeah, I ate about 30 minutes ago. I got really full. So, you know, I was feeling like I needed to finish fast.
Come here, Carolyn.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in the full Nelson with my dick.
Dude, yeah, but that's one of the guys that you're like, no fucking way Hulk Hogan was fucking some other dude's lady. And
actually, I mean, that part's not surprising because he's a big celebrity, and you got to think about it. Like these wrestlers live that lifestyle of drugs, partying.
What's his name? Ric Flair on Rogan? Fucking
dude, that's still on cocaine. He's on the same cocaine for like 30 years. Dude.
That's just crazy, bro.
Dude, that was fucked up when he talked about his son dying.
Mm-hmm.
Ric Flair,
yeah,
dude, on Kill Tony. Did you watch Kill Tony with Ric Flair? He fucking walked out. So Kill Tony, do you know what Kill Tony is, by any chance? Okay. Do you know?
No.
Okay, so Kill Tony, if for those who don't know, including Chewy here, Chewy D, Big D. So Kill Tony is a panel of comedians or guests, and there's Tony Hinchcliffe, and then there's Red Band.
Not the rapper.
Okay. That's a Red Band, and Tony Hinchcliffe are the main ones, and then they always have like guests. Celebrity comedians or just guest comedians, and they pull names out of a bucket, and those names out of the bucket, they get a full minute available for, you know, hey, just do your best comedy you can in this minute, and then they have like they have the minute timer, they have like cues of, hey, it's almost a minute, like it's done, and then they decided to invite Ric Flair to that. And Tony Hinchcliffe says, like, oh, you know, I asked him if he's seen the show. He said, yeah, and I invited him. And I don't know why he got so offended. Like, we just This is what we do. We talk shit.
Yeah.
You know, in other words, he says that, you know, like we talk shit. Like, why the fuck is this little dude getting all offended? And it's because they made fun of a dude while mentioning his son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then one of the comedians, I think it was Ari Shaffir or I think it was Ari Shaffir or Shane Gillis. They made fun of like his kid, but that didn't faze him. He kind of like blurted out.
Yeah.
But then the guy came up and they were just giving a lot of shit because he was terrible. And then they're like, hey, what do you do for a living? Like, because this is definitely not what you do. And they're just talking shit, right?
Just
right.
Grilling
him. And they're just grilling him. Yeah, dude. And then the guy's like, well, you know, I donate my time. I coach this sender or some shit. And then like, then they go at him. Oh, yeah, you fucking pedophile or whatever. And then, so then Ric Flair is like, no, 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 no. If it's one thing that I would not do, I will not do, is make fun of somebody that donates their time for kids and all this and that. And so then he fucking just got up and he fucking bounced.
So high horse.
So he high horsed. And it's crazy because, like, he was like fucking hammered, dude. He was like hammered, dude. Like, as soon as he comes out, you see him and the motherfucker's like hammered already, dude.
It's all 10 a.m.
Dude, for real. And then what happened is, like, those guys were like, that is what upset him. It wasn't when you were talking shit about his dead kid.
Yeah, for real. Like,
that was the tipping
point. Yeah, that was the tipping point that they made fun of somebody that wanted to...
Who donates
their time for something good. He's like, oh, dare not
you.
Me.
How dare you.
That shit was fucking crazy. But yeah, that's why that came up, because it killed Tony and Ric Flair. But I've been just listening to these podcasts with all these wrestlers. Like, they had Ric Flair. They just recently, they had Kurt Angle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, dude. Like, Joe Rogan podcast. I know I'm kind of sucking his balls right now, but, like, god dang, dude. Like, those podcasts are just fucking incredible.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, yeah. Like, with all those wrestlers, they say their stories. The Rock was just recently on there. And, like, his story was pretty... And it wasn't even, like... They didn't even talk about, like, the Rock shit. They just talked about, like, X subjects.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool.
Because I think his life's already on blast for
everybody. Oh, for
right?
sure. So everybody already knows what's up with the Rock.
He's the most successful wrestler outside
of
wrestling.
He just bought the rights to his name.
No shit.
He just... Okay. I don't know if he bought or he got, which could be both.
Yeah, but, so he's like Shaq in that Genie movie?
Yeah. I'm free. I'm free. Hey, you know, Chuck, I don't want you to, you know.
I just want to tell you guys right now that Kobe's the best. Kobe will always be the best, but he's not better than me. I won all those championships now before. The only one. Thank you.
There's only one person that got MVP more than me.
You gotta cross your eyes when you do it. That's the only way to do it.
You gotta
right? Doesn't it enhance the
ball? He kind of looks like.
I want to tell you that Kobe, he's definitely the best ever, but I'm way better than him. Thank you.
Remember in Mad TV when they made fun of him?
Oh, dude. They made fun of Karl Malone, dude. Karl Malone.
Kevin Hart, remember when he did the whole cast of the NBA show?
The NBA show, yeah.
He had the bald head and everything. And that's what he does. He crosses his eyes and then he's like, he talks like that, dude. Like, it's hilarious. That's what I'm saying. You got to cross
his
eyes.
He's like, my name is Shaq. he's acting stupid.
So Shaq actually. Yeah. I think in an interview, he was talking about how he was in a urinal, right? And the guy next to him fucking peeks over, looks at Shaq's dick. And Shaq looks at him, he's like, crazy, huh? Big nigga, regular dick.
But it goes to
how
show.
How does he even fit in a fucking urinal?
I know,
dude?
Right?
I mean, like,
what,
only
the dick, or
dick
what do you mean?
I felt like only the dick fit in the urinal. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because like, usually your body blocks you when you're at the urinal. But I feel like with Shaq, like, you look over, it's like dick.
Right yeah, there. Yeah, because like he has to be behind because he's so big.
Your head
yeah,
to
his
head.
Height, yeah.
Your head to head with dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, we
dick
all feel
is
like
at the Kip. Eye of you, eye level.
It's his dickhead, and it's your regular head. Unfortunately, it's like you guys are both right there.
You got helmet against head.
You know, that makes sense. Then it'd be hard to not look at it.
Yeah, right? You'd be like,
right.
Imagine
right.
You're just like, you just look over. Because you know how you naturally glance? Because you kind of get that weird feeling like, is this pretty? They
look like yeah. It feels like, you know? They're fucking glancing at you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm it like, does. All awkward.
And next thing you know, you're the dick watcher.
Yeah, like, right. You dick become, watcher.
You become what you hated.
Yeah. Why is that head bigger than my regular head? Hold on.
No, shit, man.
Oh, no, you got a regular dick, though. You got a regular dick.
So what would make regular dick? Let's say different bodies, right? 120-pound man, 200-pound man, 280-pound man, 340-pound man, same dick, 8 inches, 8 inches, 8 inches, 8 inches. Mm. Who's it going to look bigger on?
Obviously, the smaller guy.
Exactly. Yeah. So he has regular dick according to how he sees it on him. Oh. But what he doesn't understand is that this motherfucker does not have regular dick. Yeah. It so looks big. Regular on him. He has his fucking huge-ass hands. Looks like if I grab this monster and I grab your fucking beer can, like, yeah. It's different. Like,
it's funny you mentioned that. I was listening to Bert Kreischer, Two Bears, One Cave.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying, you know, he lost some weight. He lost, like, 40 pounds.
Oh, yeah. He's not but,
yeah. But he was saying when he got heavy that his dick was small.
Yeah.
He's like, my body outgrew my dick.
Yeah. That's what I told you, bro. Push pop, what... bro. Remember the push pop dick? I told you, bro. We got push pop dick, us big guys. Like, you think you might see too little, but I'm like, wait, there's more.
It's like that.
Wait till I lay down.
Yeah, wait.
All the fat goes down, so then the dick comes out more.
That's why when we get head, it's like when we're laying down, it's the best, because then you're like, okay, some of that fat went down. I don't know. Now think about it. Think about it like this. You fucking grab that bottom hand, you push down a little bit. Holy shit. You just push pop that dick. Dude, now there's like 2 or 3 more inches. You're like, what the fuck?
That's what
Where
I
did
do.
That come from? It's like, I'm telling you, I'm not big, but I ain't fucking small.
You're like Billy Mays. But wait, there's more. Wait,
there's more.
Actually, push pop dick, I do that when I take dick pics.
You lay down and yeah, you lay push down.
You gotta take it from the bottom, bro.
And
take it from the bottom.
I do that.
Because if you look from the top, all this fat is on top. Yeah.
You know, because after a while, she's like, you know, you keep sending me the same angle. I'm like, my bad. So I, you know, try different shit in from the bottom.
Like
and
half a shot the of the side. Gooch. You half, just half a shot of the gooch.
Show the balls.
You get like 2 more inches.
And then I got my balls and I try to do a heart shape. And then I put a heart and I put, I'm nuts about you. And send it to him. Dude, for Christmas, I Photoshop a little.
That's romantic as fuck, dude.
Hell yeah,
I'm
bro.
I'm kind of a romantic.
Right? Just a little bit.
And for Christmas, I put a little Santa hat sticker on my dick head, and I sent it to her. But you know what I realized?
On your helmet?
No, on my dick.
On your helmet?
Yeah. I put a little Santa hat. And she thought it was cute.
It's festive.
But I have an Alexa, and it's hooked up to my light bulb, right? And you change colors. Alexa, red, whatever.
Yeah.
I noticed. My dick looks the best with red light.
The color, really? So yeah. You think the color... Wait, what do you mean looks the best? Like, it's like, more dynamic or it looks like, bigger, longer?
Or is it red because it's infected and it just looks like it's...
got gonorrhea untreated?
Well, that would look worse. It's kind of...
That is true, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like... Because my dick's pretty dark, right? And with the red light...
Fucking wash it.
No, it's not mugre, bro.
Fucking wash that shit, bro.
It's fucking...
Irish Spring, brother. Irish Spring.
His hood is all fucking dirty. I'm like, bro, wash shmagma. Your dick, bro.
The mozzarella in there, bro.
Oh, shit.
Cottage cheese.
But yeah, try that. Red light on your dick and compare it to normal. Okay. Tell me what you guys think.
Have to give that a shot.
Yeah.
Shine your mouth. It's going to be a fucking... Disco party in the room tonight.
Dude, and then this one chick, she like broke up with her man broke up or whatever. She sent me his dick. And I'm like, oh shit.
She sent you.
Is that
his
my dick?
Yeah.
Why?
Is that my dick?
Because she's like, mad at him. Hmm. But he had the red light also, bro.
Oh, he had the red light. That's how you decided to try it.
No, it was before.
Oh, okay.
So I thought you decided to try it. So yeah. That's probably why they broke up.
Oh, she didn't like
She's like, hey, does this dick look better when in the red light? He's like, why are you getting dick pics from another guy? What the fuck? And then they broke up. Good job, man.
I'm a homewrecker.
Like whenever a girl,
number one.
I don't know if it's happened to you guys, but like the first time a girl asks you for some dick pics or something, you just Google it. And then you Google a dick that kind of looks like kind of like yours, and you're like, "Oh, this one looks a you little know, bit bigger."
I've only done that.
Steal that shit.
Where like I didn't. Trust
I hope
her.
That doesn't make me like sound kind of gay, but I just want to send gay. Her. I just want to send her a dick that kind of looks like mine. That is not like you know what I mean. But it's like
2024.
I so get it okay. That you gotta scroll through a bunch of dicks and you're checking them all out. But
hey, somebody finds your history, like, it's a whole bunch of dicks.
Dude, yeah, bro. I'm all fucking like slobbering and
big
shit.
Mexican like, guy dick. And
then
it's Chorizo's
dick.
Search history, right?
Push pop dick. Like, I'm looking that shit up, dude. You know what I mean?
You know, it's not completely. You didn't get turned on by it, did you?
I wasn't, no.
Yeah, it's only gay if you get turned on.
I guess it would be gay if I would be like, damn, that's a good fucking dick. That's kind of better than mine. Let me see. And then I start comparing and I'm like, wait till I get hard, and then you kind of are jerking off to it, right? Like,
slap it around a little bit.
Yeah, you're like.
I think that's a whole nother level of gay.
Right? Okay, all right, my fault.
I think you looking it up and genuinely interested in looking it up is maybe like borderline.
And
like,
then saving
like
it,
more in, like but then, intrigued,
but then
right?
If you
like
send her,
intrigued,
but then if you send her that dick pic and she ends up sending it to her homegirls or whatever, it's not your dick. Fuck her.
Hey, but you know, they could Google reverse image it, and she knows you're lying.
Google reverse image it?
Yeah.
I don't know those fucking tricks, man. You think girls are really going to be that smart?
If she's a toxica, she will.
But why is she going to be toxica with somebody she just meets that wants a dick pic? And I'm just saying.
Hey.
I just asked her.
Unless she got that dick pic before. same guy.
I only date gorditos like you and then with push pop dicks, you know? So let me.
With push pop
why
dicks.
Am I getting the same push pop dick pic?
Dude,
man, that's hard to say. Push pop dick pic.
Push pop dick pic.
Okay, cool.
That'd be a good shirt.
Push pop dick pic.
No, just push pop dick.
Push pop dick.
Push pop dick.
Ooh, I got you.
And then you have the push pop on the shirt.
Yeah.
With a
helmet, so it doesn't look like a dick, but it's just a helmet.
Or a condom on it.
Or a it's like a raincoat.
It says dick on it. It's already bad as it is.
I got a raincoat. Push pop dick.
I like it.
There you go.
Be merch. Safe out there.
Merch.
Bro.
We're onto something here, guys.
Merch. With the three Spider-Men.
The three Spider-Men.
And then a push pop.
The three push pop dicks like pushing at each
you
other.
Put
like.
On the Spider-Man? So an actual push pop? And we're all pointing at them?
Oh,
and our dicks instead of each other? Watch, that's going to be the cover art for this
merch.
Episode.
Oh, my God. Merch coming.
You know, I actually want to make a shirt of. The one we did with Arlene, with the Care Bears.
Oh, dude. That cool was a great fucking episode. I'm sorry to toot our own horn, but that was a good fucking episode.
Even though me and Arlene ended up arguing half the fucking episode.
Dude, you guys have this fucking dynamic. You guys like to fucking argue, make love, and make up.
Wait, we don't make love.
Oh, well, you make love talking good to each other. That's what I mean. Like you guys.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
Tired of dragging the family to a lame burger joint with clowns and cartoon characters for mascots? Are you fed up with disgusting ball pits and playgrounds? If you're ready for a truly unique dining experience, then Moss Burgers is for you. Moss Burgers offers an atmosphere for the tactical types. No more pansy ho-ho meals for the kiddies. At Moss Burgers, get the little shit a 4-10. That's a hot dog with small fries and a drink. But the prize is an authentic 4-inch Army Surplus battle dressing for use at the real playground, one where kids get hurt. Monkey bars, steel slides that get about 400 degrees in the summertime, where there's always some big bully to knock you over and steal your Laffy Taffy. Are you interested in something a little more daring? How about a 12-gauge? That's 2 1/3 beef patties on a giant Kaiser roll with all the fixings. You know, the good ones. The American ones. Not so hungry? That's okay, we'll make you a special op salad, complete with Moss Burger's very own Secret Service dressing and camo croutons. Check out the on-premise shooting range. Air rifles for the little ones and 50 cals for the big ones. Moss Burger's, the first openly ammo-sexually oriented restaurant. Catering to proud fellers, oath takers, and promise makers of all sorts. No reservations required. Just check your weapon at the door and pass through the security checkpoint and get your food riddled with fresh pepper. One half price shots during happy hour. Moss Burgers, where the term drive-through involves protesters blocking your way. Come and get some.
Look, actually, I think she
wanted to message us. Did you get that message from her? What did it say?
Oh, wait.
You fat motherfucker.
that's definitely what it said.
Oh, there it is.
100%.
By the way, fuck you early. I'm just kidding.
Who keeps coming out right there, bro?
Well, that's Steph.
Steph? Curry or? Oh, Steph. Why is her chin red, bro? Is she a...
She's blowing a kiss.
Okay.
Why is her chin red?
You know when girls get red chins when balls hit her chins.
You hear this?
That makes them a ball chinny.
A ball, no. Well, yeah.
Remember MIB? Okay. MIB oh, yeah. too?
He's a ball chinian. Oh.
And then he punches him in the balls.
Boom.
He
kicked yeah. him,
remember? He fucking jumps up, super kick and shit.
That shit's funny as fuck. Fucking ball chinian.
Well, I'm going to... Hey, so you guys were telling me about the game. Something happened. Did you guys want to talk about that?
The fucking... The Cowboys game?
What?
What game? Yeah. Cowboys game that just happened recently?
The one we just lost?
The atrocious... Oh, well, I think it's one of our worst fucking losses, talking about losing against a team.
You know what, though? I'll say this. Green Bay... Okay, so first of all, let's just clarify it, right? The Dallas game. That's what we're talking
Dallas
about.
Dallas Cowboys.
Because two of the Chewies here are Cowboys fans. I don't know. Who's your team?
I don't really have a team. Like, I enjoy a good game, but
keep it like that. Trust me. It's less stressful.
You're gonna get a t-shirt that just says sports.
I go for who wins.
Hey, and then a wagon with a band in it, like
bandwagon. No, so anyway, the Cowboys game, right? So horrible playoff game, which, you know, all the haters are gonna chime in on this. It's all good. It happens to us every year, and we're kind of used to it.
Those are the real fans, really.
Yeah, but you know what? It was just, for me, it was, like I said, like I had mentioned, if we played the game and we lost, it's okay. I could take that loss, because I'm a real fan. I'm a diehard Cowboys fan, but I'm not an obnoxious fan either. I'm not the one, well, oh, it's our year, blah, blah, blah. I don't do that bullshit. That shit annoys the fuck
Everybody
out of
else does
me. It annoys the fuck out of me, dude. I'm like, this year we'll win the Super Bowl. I'm like, man, this year I just want to get to the playoffs.
That's the playoffs, yeah.
I want to win a playoff game.
That's
I,
the goal.
You know, it's the one step at a time.
And beat
I'm
the
cool
fucking Niners, dude. They yes. beat us every fucking year we've gone against them. They
really?
Always
We
do.
Haven't beat they, Green Bay in the playoffs either. They owned us. But, you know, that game, they played well. They played really well. The fucking fact that we heads. Had no... I know, fucking cheese bastards. Anyway, we had no defense that whole game. We were just outplayed. We didn't even play. Honestly, freaking Sunnyside High School should have showed up.
Yeah,
Pueblo
yeah.
probably could have won that game.
Probably Pueblo.
You know what I'm saying? Like, at least they would have put up a fight, which we didn't.
Yeah, those are our local high schools here, close to us. And
for those of you who are like,
shout out to them; they're actually good teams. But
dude, or Sunnyside?
Well, you went to Sunnyside, right?
I did go to Sunnyside. Yeah, like once upon a time.
Loser.
That was a long time ago.
I went there too.
Ago.
I got kicked out though. Damn. I got caught with weed, bro. They arrested me and kicked me out.
Where'd you go, Choya? Tucson High, right?
Pueblo.
Oh, you went Pueblo. And he's talking
yeah.
shit.
That's what he was saying.
We're a magnet school, bro.
I know. Fuck, magnet school with the highest pregnancy rate.
Porque dude, levanta and dropout rate, bro. We had no. I don't know if it was the highest dropout. I think Choya had us beat with that. But yeah, probably. Dude, there was a lot of pregnancy. You know, Choya beat us for the biggest gay you ratio.
Have, you guys have the really? Most single yeah, baby
Choya
mamas.
Has like... Troya has like a 60% like gay fucking ratio.
What the fuck?
If I'm making these numbers up, fuck you guys. I'm just exaggerating to fucking prove a point. There's a lot of gay people there
at
Troya.
It was pretty rough at those schools.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I mean, when we were in high school back in the year 2000.
I graduated in 05.
Yeah, I graduated in 04, bro. Yeah. I was supposed to graduate in 05, but I graduated in 04.
I think I did 06. Well, I had to go to a charter school because I got kicked out of Sunnyside.
I was going to say, how many senior years did you have, bro?
Dude, I actually went to a fucking school called Las Artes. And, like, bro, everybody there was on probation, including me.
Including me.
But there was...
It was a society.
And one thing I miss about... It was. Dude, on our break, we'd go outside and smoke cigarettes. I was 16, bro.
Hell yeah.
And but one thing I miss about Sunnyside, it was there was hella holes, bro.
Holes like holes, on the pavement,
like sucias, bro.
Sucias cochinas,
las putitas, bro.
And now I look back and I'm like, damn, they're fucking young and that slutty. Like that's crazy, bro.
Dude,
it was a good time though.
Yeah, facts.
The young girls now, the fucking high school girls are the same. Like I have fucking nephews, and I know fucking some people that have kids that go to high school, and they're like, yeah, dude, it's not that hard. Like this. He was telling me about, I had somebody that was telling me about his son, like fucking just, oh, yeah, he's with this girl this week. He's going to have another one next week.
What the fuck? On to the next.
Yeah, dude. And I'm like, dude, this motherfucker's in a fucking sophomore. Like, what the hell? And yeah, man. And I thought girls were fast in our days, dude. Like, like virginity don't mean shit to anybody anymore. Fuck like, nobody wants to. It's like, it's overhyped. Like, oh, it's overhyped being a virgin and getting to whatever. Yeah, okay, cool. But just remember, your value keeps going low.
It does.
So, like, it's not, and I don't give a fuck. Like, you can be your own person, whoever wants to go out there and fuck whomever. But you got to be aware. Every action has a reaction. Everything has. Something is going to happen because you are not valuing yourself. It's like they say, like, that's why they're guys are not hoes, they're hoe makers. Because the more you give a guy an opening, like, of course we're gonna take it.
And his homies.
And if you give it to the homies, then okay, cool. But just know this, the guy that you actually like ain't gonna be for you anymore.
Facts.
So every time you're fast, like you're just fast and you're known as the fast girl. And that's it is what it is. And then you end up fucking hating guys because they treat you like shit. No, bitch, you're giving it up too soon. You're fucking giving it up before you even talking to the dude. I seen the TikTok videos of the dudes that are like, hey, what's your body count? Oh, 26. What's the chance of me making it 27? Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, they look at the dude and like,
80%.
Oh, it's
80% chance.
It's a very good chance. He's like, say less. Can I have your number? He's like, I'll hit you up tonight. He's like, okay, okay, and I'm like, that easy. And like, it's not to hate on the guy or shame the girl, but it's just like, you gotta understand, like, that makes her to anybody that, let's say, the guy that really liked her, now it's like, she's a hoe.
Well, she's less desirable in the sense of settling down.
Yeah, correct.
She's more desirable in the sense of trying to fuck.
Yeah, for right now. She's not Ms. Wright. She's Ms. Right now.
Exactly. She's Ms. Right now. You know what? I kind of want to guess on the night. She looks more attractive.
Let me call
Settle
Daphne.
Settle down.
What up, Daphne?
Settle down? Nah.
She's going to tell
they
you.
They lose that.
The royal penis is clean, Your Highness.
The push pop has been polished.
Hey, there you go. I'm telling you, bro.
There's gotta be
Honestly, I don't even remember how the fuck we got to that conversation of the young girls and being fast. I think you said.
I don't know either, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. That's fucking crazy.
That's a whole nother.
Yeah.
Because I was saying there's holes in high school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's 100%.
They're just training for college.
That's what it is. Most of them won't even get to college.
Yeah, they're just training for the
street.
Yep. She belongs to the streets.
Fourth Ave and downtown.
That fucking fresh and fit is funny. Yeah, for real.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Talking about sucias. You know how this always comes up, bro. Would you suck dick for $1 million? Okay, but let's get to the real questions.
Uh-oh.
Like, because I would suck a dick for $1 million. I ain't gonna lie.
You're pretty cheap.
For $1 million?
You're a pretty cheap whore.
Bro, you'd be set.
With $1 million?
Yeah, just suck one dick one time.
I don't know, man. This inflation. Now.
Yeah, dude. This inflation's got us all fucked up. Guess how much it is to buy, let's say, a house like the one we're in right now. You know what I mean? It's like $400
minimum. Yeah.
Like, plus taxes and
half your money's already gone.
It's already gone just with that. And then you think about, oh, well, you know, I got $500K. I'm going to invest. Okay.
Now, this is the thing, though. This is the thing about that question, right? It's easier for us to say, nah, that's not enough. Nah. But put $1 million right in front of us right now.
Studio 54.
Bruh, like.
Remember Studio 54? Mike Myers in the bed with the dude telling him, let me just suck it for a little bit. And then he's like, no. He's like, all this can be yours. And he lays down on the bed, and the bed has a bunch of fucking money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember Studio 54?
Right. Okay.
So if you guys don't know, Studio 54 is a movie that came out in the 90s depicting how fucking club owners and clubs operate.
Well, that club in general.
That club in general is very famous.
That was a true story.
Yeah. It was a gay club, wasn't it?
No. It was just.
The guy was gay.
But a lot of sexual activity happened at that club, and celebrities were involved in it. There's even a documentary, I think, on it, too. But yeah, they have the movie and everything on that. So yeah.
A lot of drugs, too, right? A lot of people did ecstasy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They did it outside before they got in.
God damn.
When they got in, that's
waiting
when they
in line.
Start sucking dick and shit, you know? It's like,
hey. Yeah, dude. And that's why I'm saying, like, Studio 54, because, like, the guy's like, no, I wouldn't do it. Well, how much do you want? Like, I'll cut you a check or whatever. So,
yeah. So
I get it.
And like I said, so, like, it's like when you're thinking about it logically, it's like you said, a million's not really enough because half your money's gone in one house, right?
Yeah.
But then put that money right in front of your face. Like right here on this table right now, slap $1 million and shit changes. Shit changes.
And that's
a million
you
bit.
Didn't have before.
And all of a sudden your posture straightens up and then your hand starts to bend a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you say hey, like more. Hey, instead yeah. of hey.
You say yas. Or hey.
Yeah. Why do people say that shit, man? That's
or when they go, so yas, nauseous. Queen.
That shit's obnoxious as fuck.
It is, man. Dude.
Why do they do that?
But that's, I'm just saying, Jesus like, Christ. You put that money right on that table.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's all Kobe's dick,
people.
Too.
Dude. Oh, man.
Oh, that better be some millions. And
you
I'll
know,
be,
you I know, asked that shit. Question, right? Because I asked the question at work yesterday. And I was asking the guys at work, and I was like, hey, What's the nastiest thing you guys would do for some money? And then one of the guys, this is straight up, he's forward and everything, right? He goes, well, that depends. How much money are we talking? Mm-hmm. I was like, well, let's just say 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, and 1,000,000. He goes, well, you know, 100,000? He goes, I suck a fart out of a girl's ass. Mm-hmm. He goes, you know, he's like saying shit like that, right? He got to the million. He goes, $1,000,000? He goes, I'll polish off a dick real good. He goes, for $1,000,000. He's like, I'll make that shit clean. He's like, I'll probably throw up on it. But but I'm going to make sure it's really good so he finishes fast because I don't want this to take too long.
So he's all thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then that makes you think, right? And I'm just saying, so like, imagine the money's right there.
Mm.
You know, that kind of changes Gosh. Your perspective a little bit. It's like, you're not gay, but you're fucking broke too. You know, it's like, fuck.
Did we have the conversation of like whose dick was it that we were talking about? Like, would it be like a Shaq dick or would it be like a like an Asian dick or you know what I mean? Like,
or Asian dick? I think we had this conversation.
Why did we ask that fucking question before and we're coming back to it now?
I think
you just want to hear what Joey had to say. That's it.
Okay, for $100,000, would you eat a blue waffle?
A blue waffle.
Ooh, that's nasty.
You know what that is?
No.
It's a fucking nasty-ass pussy. Google blue waffle. Oh, just blue shit. Waffle, bro. That's some.
Well, the fact that you said pussy already kind of scares me.
Yeah.
It's like a untreated.
Let him figure it out real quick.
No, Google blue waffle infection, because it's just going to be blueberry waffles.
Disease picture. It says blue waffle disease picture. Yeah, that's not doing it.
On Google images.
Yeah, and images. I just put blue waffle and it comes out. It even comes as a suggestion.
Yeah, in fact,
I don't know why. I'm not fapping to it, but you got it already?
No.
Oh, my God. Look, bro.
Apparently, oh, my God.
Disgusting.
Dude, that looks like something out of fucking Guardians of the Galaxy.
This is the original.
That's the original.
This is the original blue waffle.
Whole collage. Dude, why is it so angry?
It's like an angry pussy. So
dude, you know what it looks like? It looks like a wolf spider. That's fucking creepy. Ugh.
That's disgusting.
What's would up? You eat that for $100,000?
$100,000?
Imagine the smell, dude. Probably smell like
old I would man. Probably try to pop it and try to clean it as best as I can.
Try to pop it?
Yeah. Suck the ooze out.
I think, okay, so I can't say no. And this is the reason why. What's the effect afterwards, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to get some herpes and shit? No, like, okay,
like, it's like eating mushrooms and shit. Like, what's the effect afterwards?
Like, do you go blind? Like, in that case, $100,000 is not really worth it because then I lose my vision.
Your head turns into, like, the elephant man.
You turn into a blueberry, like Willy Wonka and like shit. That's a snozzberry. Don't eat the snozzberry.
Snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Bro, like,
that shit's
wild. So I'm not gonna say no, as fucking disgusting as that is, but I think it depends on what are the consequences
what it's attached to too. What if, you know, the girl's like fucking
fucking put a bag over her head, like that. That's all controllable though. That's
what
all
if you have no consequences, like you don't get sick or nothing.
For $100,000,
let's do it.
I got rent. Yeah, I gotta pay my.
You do it?
Rent. Yeah, I probably would. That's so.
Yeah, nice. I mean, if there's
dude, oh, my.
Oh, just
turn a plug your on. Nose like that.
I mean, tongue in my name the whole time. You know what I mean? Like,
I'd be in there with fucking tissue paper in my nose and shit. Or like just, when you get a bloody nose, I'd be putting that shit in my nose. Like,
or you can dip some tissue in some fucking.
Can I put hot sauce and
shit
on it?
And
yep.
Some tapatio or some like
she probably squirt some
peanut butter or something. Dude.
It'd probably like, hurt her sores on there, dude.
Probably heal it.
Hey, that's not on me.
Probably heal it.
Put some limon.
Imagine you eat that shit and then that shit looks healthier when you're done eating.
Because you fucking ate it so good, it popped everything.
It squirms like a live oyster. Like,
that's disgusting, bro. Everything else was cool, but that was disgusting. That was stupid.
There's a line.
Man,
you crossed it. I would do it too.
Yeah. $100,000, like for that, I mean, so this is the other part of that. So, okay, we're saying no consequences, right? What about how long you have to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So, what if you have to wait till she comes?
Oh, man.
Which could take a while, may not because nobody else is doing it. So, maybe she's built up, so it could be quick, right?
Mm-hmm. She probably can't even finger herself because she'll pop all the things.
What if she never can come, though?
She's there forever.
And you're stuck there, and you don't get paid until she comes.
I'll fucking slap her titty, something, really.
Fucking knock her out or something.
Put a thumb in her ass or something. Like, bitch, come on now.
You take out the thumb, it's all full of pus still.
Dude, you don't know if you're rubbing the clit or a sore.
Dude. Just spit a noogie on it and say that she comes. They can't tell the difference, bro.
Fucking open the labias, there's more.
Good thing we ate first.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
When you said blue waffle, I was thinking like a fucking moldy fucking waffle or some shit. Yeah, no, that was way worse.
Now moldy waffle ain't too bad, huh?
Yeah, I'd rather eat a moldy waffle for like fucking $100 at this point. Yeah,
for real.
Damn, that's crazy.
I got caught. What the fuck up in here?
All the headphones.
Oh, okay. They got caught in the little bullshit.
That's what happens when you put your mouth that close to the head.
Watch me and my mic real quick, please.
Oh, yeah. Let me know when.
Technical difficulties.
He got excited with the blue waffle.
Yeah. He got his hair caught in the mic. Totally neglecting the fact that he's bald, but he got his hair caught in the mic.
All two strands of it.
Good?
Yeah, we good.
Hey, Chewy Pete, tell me about the podcast you were in, right?
Yeah, you have podcast experience. Yeah. He was a part of it for a little bit there, too.
I was trying to be. I wasn't really part of it. Yeah,
He was our camera guy. He was our camera guy for a little bit. Yeah. A little direction there for a minute, like directing a little bit. Guys, Beers, and Sports. It was fun. It was fun while it lasted. So essentially what it was, you know, me and my two friends, you're sitting around with homies, you're drinking all the bullshit that comes out of your mouth, right? Mm-hmm. Podcast style. So we decided, hey, you know, we had been talking about it for like months. We're like, dude, we should do a podcast. Let's do a YouTube show. We had been talking about it. So finally, we're like, fuck it. Let's just try it. Me having previous video experience, I was like, all right, let me think about how to do this, you know, because I went to school for video production. So I was like, let's set it up. We got to get mics. We had lavalier mics. We had the camera set up. I even tried to do multiple angles. I did a lot of the editing. I got the editing program.
It's a lot.
Did all the editing.
I did everything.
Yeah.
You know, I did everything. But and part of that's my fault though, because but when you go to when you do that, when you do commercials, when you've done stuff like that, you kind of have like a like you get anal about shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like
you want do it
done a certain way, and it's hard because it's like, how do I teach them to do what I do? You don't, you can't teach people to do what you do. You know,
yep.
You can show them, but it only goes so far.
And then it's your vision as well,
exactly,
which is different in everybody's head. You know,
it's like that nagging wife that, you know, why don't you ever like wash the dishes? And then they complain about how you wash
how
the
you
dishes.
Wash them. Yeah,
exactly. That's exactly yeah. what. That was the nagging
when
wife.
They do that, I do it wrong on purpose, bro.
So they don't fucking ask you anymore.
Exactly. So, but anyway, so the show, we, you know, we sat around, we bullshit all the time, random topics, mainly talk about sports. That's what we did. So we came up with this idea like, hey, we should feature a beer on our episodes. And the idea came up to include the local breweries in Tucson.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, and it, dude, it was fun because I didn't know it was going to be as successful as
it was.
The idea.
Oh, okay.
The idea that we had. The idea was, hey, let's get a beer from this brewery and we'll talk about the beer on the show.
Oh, nice.
What is the most dangerous book you have ever read? How about Mein Kampf by the notorious leader of the Nazis, Adolf Hitler? Or the book the Beatles warned us about in their classic song, Revolution? Quotations from Chinese Communist leader Chairman Mao. Maybe you would hide your copy of Bertrand Russell's Why I'm Not a Christian. Or even semi-fictional works like Salman Rushdie's book, The Satanic Verses. That book had him living in hiding from angry Muhammad followers. But what about a book that is most likely not only dangerous to own and read, but could very well be illegal in many countries? Roderick Edwards' book, How to Overthrow a Government, takes the reader on a historical and hypothetical journey of revolutions, civil war, and sedition. From ancient Chinese farmers turning their farm tools into weapons, to the attempted impeachment of the U.S. President Trump, this book has it all. Get it today before it's banned forever.
Little did I know that these breweries will give us free fucking beer. And we were talking about the beer on the show, and we were getting fucked up in the process.
Fuck yeah.
It was fun. It was fun, dude. Like, he doesn't drink, but even he had fun with us because of all the nonsense that came out of it.
Just bullshitting with the boys, you know?
But it was cool because all the brewery owners, I guess they're all, like, intertwined somehow. They all know each other. So it's all, there's, like, 20-some breweries in Tucson, but they're all close with each other because they're all like either worked with each other or know each other in some sort of way.
Oh.
So when we talked to one, it was easy to get another one because we did this one. They're like, oh, yeah, I know those guys. And blah, blah, blah. And so it's like it just trickled down. So we always had another brewery on deck. And I'll tell you one thing. They're super cool, though, because when me personally, I'm a talker. Like I'm a salesperson, right?
Mm.
So one of my things was, let me sit down and have a meeting with them so I can explain what's the purpose of our show. I want to sell my show to these people, right? And when we would go there, dude, instantly, you guys want a beer? Oh. We're like, all right, cool. So
speaking my language.
For free. They never charge us. So they're like, oh, all right, you got to try our beer. You got to try this beer. And you got, dude, we tried their whole list of beers while sitting down and talking to them.
Damn.
And at the end of it, they're like, yeah, we'll give you some beers. And they'll give us, like, the crowlers, the big cans.
Oh, yeah, the jug.
Yeah. Oh, we had a couple jugs from, what was it? The one on Ajo. Hard Bottle hooked us up with those jugs and everything. And then we were even going to get to the point where the Hard Bottle was going to let us brew a beer with them.
Bro.
Dude, that was going to be dope. I was excited about that. We even did an intro video. We filmed it. We have Brandman P. You know who Brandman P is? He's a local rapper. He's pretty big in Tucson, so he actually did the song for us. He made a song. Me and him worked together. I trained him at VXI, and he locked me in, dude. He's like, I got you. He came up with this dope-ass song, dude. So we did that. We filmed the video. We filmed it at Hard Bottle. It was going. It was going good. The problem was, it was hard for me because it was very, very time consuming.
Mm.
And you know, you doing a podcast, you know audio clips, you know, you gotta cut, you gotta edit, yep, stuff like that. Well, with video it's the same thing, right?
Oh, it takes longer with video.
Exactly. And not only that, you're doing segments, you're inserting video clips, you have to watch your audio, because you know there's certain things you can't air on live video, yeah, on video,
especially YouTube.
Yeah, video on YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah, because yeah,
yeah, yeah, you can get canceled, you get blocked, whatever it is. So dude, that I'm talking about a 30-minute show took us 6 to 7 hours to film.
That's a whole shift, bro.
Dude, yeah, it took that long to film it, and then to cut it all the way down to 30 minutes, dude, it took like a week, maybe 2 weeks just to do the editing. And like I said, I was doing it by myself.
It's a full-time job right there.
Bro, and you know, if you're working a regular job plus trying to do that, it's hard to invest it.
No, really, not only that, but you have kids, man. And
on top of it,
and like,
you know?
Everybody had, like, all his friends that did
We're
it.
We're all dads.
Yeah, they're all dads. So, like, you got to take care of the family. You got to cook. You got to do this. You got to do that. And pick them up from school. Take them. You know what I mean? Like,
and they require a lot of attention.
Oh, hey, of course,
look at this.
Man.
Look at this.
And they were younger at that time. Younger, you know, now they're older. My daughter, she's a teenager now, so she'll go to her room and she'll be in their room all day. And
it's like, oh, the one that say I look mean?
Yeah, exactly.
She's all straight up. Yeah. I'm like, nice.
She looks mean. I was like,
no, dude, she's pretty straight up. Yeah, like, and she's funny. Like,
she just straight up looked at me. Because I was going to the bathroom and they're all playing in your living room. They're playing the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And she straight up looks at me. She's like, you look like you're mean. And I'm like, I promise I'm not. Ask your dad. I'm cool.
Yeah, she's like that though, dude. She's a tough cookie, that's for sure. But well, you know, like I said, so kids on top of that, like there's just so much going on for the type of show we envisioned.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the way I would see it, like if I were to ever do something like that again, like I would do a podcast style like this and video and less editing in that sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot simpler.
More of a freeform video.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And I feel like that would be more successful anyway, honestly.
Yep. And just do
and that's
light
why
editing.
I was telling you, like, we should just leave a lot of it and then, like, we only cut whatever we are actually going to cut. Like, oh, Hey, Chewy, don't let's say that differently or whatever. Like that direction part, like let's just fucking leave that out. You know what I mean? Like we leave that out, and then the whole thing will just okay. It's an hour and a half. Who cares? Just throw it out there.
That's what I do because, with a video. It's very light editing.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, people are gonna be interested in everything, and if they're gonna be very much my opinion, because I'm not a fucking director at all, but it's like. Now, I think that, you know, like people that listen to a podcast, like when I listen to a podcast, I want to hear everything. I want to hear like.
You want the raw
form of it. I want the raw form of it. Yeah, I want to hear like, oh, this fool was bickering with this dude. Look what happened here when he was fucking talking shit. And then, oh, look how he responded. Oh, shit, they have a dynamic. Dude, the little drama just creates itself without you even trying it. It just happens.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then the dynamic happens and you're like. Hey, you know what? That was actually pretty fun. That shit was actually pretty cool because this happened, that happened. Like, you and Arlene always fight. Like, that shit, people like that shit.
Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean?
I get a lot of feedback about that.
Yeah.
They're like dude,
you
Arlene,
guys are funny.
They're like, you guys are fucking funny. And then they'll be like, was that argument real? And I'm like, yeah, dude, that shit's raw.
Yeah, dude,
like,
that shit's raw, dude.
Well, but see, you know, and this is what I'm saying. What we envisioned is what made it harder though.
Right.
Because remember, we also played games.
Yeah.
We played drinking games on there. We did drinking challenges. You know, so by doing drinking challenges, we did, you know, flip cup tic tac toe. We did beer pong, of course, bucket beer pong, cornhole. We did a football challenge because the Super Bowl was right around that time. We did a football challenge. Like, and then we wanted to take it up even further where we would take on our viewers. So we wanted, like, challenges from our viewers. Hey, if you think you can beat us at one of these games, come challenge us. You know, and so when you think about it, in essence, that sounds fun. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see some viewers come on. Let's see how they do. Let's see what the record is.
Some interaction and everything. Yeah,
exactly.
Fuck yeah.
So the vision's there. The manpower wasn't there.
Yeah, the time frame and everything. Like, it would have been cool if you would have just, all right, we're filming it. Let's do it. Okay, direction happened here. Okay, cool. you're going to take care of the editing, and I'm going to trust you, and I know you'll do it like how I like it, so yeah. you're going to do it like this.
Yeah, yeah.
There was nobody you can really hand it off to.
Exactly. Well, and that's because they didn't really know, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, I try to show him a little bit, like I did, and he did, he took interest in it. He's like, all right, well, show me how to do it. So I try to show him, but, like, you can't expect results right off of the bat. So on top of training someone else to
training,
do it,
and this is going back to coaching.
On top of training someone else to do it, that's more time consuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that just made it that much harder to achieve the vision. That's what it is. Because in reality, we could have probably just dumbed it down, made it simple.
Yes.
Made smaller ones and just make more. But you know what, though? You did try because you in very much in my opinion, you divided the work in like, hey, you're going to handle this type of social media. You this other type of social media. And this. And all that was, dude, is just make clips. Like, all you do is just record yourself and throw it out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Record yourself, like, drinking a beer, talking about, hey, guys, this is Jesus from Guys Beers and Sports. Fucking, hey, check this out. I ran into this beer. I think we might have to do an episode on it because it's super good and I want everybody else to try it. What do you guys think? Or some bullshit like that. Yeah. And then that's the video. That's done.
Yeah.
You throw it out there. You get promo.
Yep. Yeah.
You get promo. Hey, if you like that beer, dude, you should try this other one. And then you have like the interaction. Dude, like all that shit is just, it just comes with it. Just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, yep. And, but it's just like any job or any task that you give somebody. If somebody really wants to, they'll do it.
Yeah.
And if they don't show the interest anymore, they just there for the ride. Then they're gonna be there for the ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's
and then there's also a thing where you got to understand the difference between when someone's passionate about it.
Mm-hmm. That's and
it's what I'm it's saying. Not it. It's more of a job at that point, right? Like you take pride in putting in work, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's a direct result of your hard work.
Your hard work, yeah.
But if you don't believe in it in that sense, if you don't have that passion in it, it's really easy to blow it off or not take it as passionate as another person would, right?
Yep.
So then when one person's putting in so much effort and the other people are not putting in as much effort, if they're trying to put in the effort but it's not reflecting, then it kind of throws everything off balance at that
point. Dynamics off at that point.
Yeah. So and you know, that's why, like, you know, when people have shows, like, you have a production crew.
Yep.
You have people behind the cameras, and that's essentially what I was trying to do with Sam. And what I try to do with you by bringing you guys on, it's like trying to bring on people behind the cameras who can help me do all the posts,
help out with the workload.
Exactly.
A
little bit. Yeah.
And I was always down. And as soon as you offered me, I said, "Yeah, I'm down, dude. Yeah. Cool, you know." And it all came because I was trying to mediate between your guys' talk or whatever happened.
You were trying to direct and all that. Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool, dude." Like, so yeah, I'll do it. And I live, 5 minutes away from you? Not even? Yeah, so, like, 2-3 minutes? Yeah. So, it's like, at any point, he could have been like, hey, dude, you got some time real quick? Yeah, dude, I don't have kids. So, I'm always going to be available unless I'm working. So, you know what I mean? So, then, but, yeah, I get it, though. Like, and it's crazy because you guys put a lot of work into it or whoever put the work into it, you guys put a lot of into it and then having what was that man? Redman P, wasn't it?
Redman P.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Apologize, Redman. Shout out to you, brother. So he put in his work. Cause obviously when he believes in you guys are buddies. And it's not the same as just doing it just para que no esté chingando mi amigo. Yeah. Like, so my friend is not like just bothering me all the time. There's a difference between that type of work and the work that, dude, I believe in my friend's product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I believe in my friend, or I want to help him. I want to do this for him. Like,
that's a homie right there.
That's the homie, dude.
If you hear the song, dude, you'll be blown as to, like, he made the beat. Mm-hmm. He wrote the lyrics.
Oh, he put in a lot of work.
And if you listen to it, the lyrics, dope, dude. It goes hand in hand with exactly what the show was about. Like, he references old players and stuff. Like, it's a short song. But it's really good, dude. Really good.
Yeah, and it hits the points that you're trying to make when you're introducing something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I would go as far as to say, like you know the Andy Milonakis show?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's a stupid intro song, it's just telling you that it's a dumb fucking show. that he's himself. He's spontaneous. He's random. Like, I got bologna in my left pocket. Like, what the fuck? I don't give
you
a fuck.
You got YouTube on there?
Yeah.
Pull it up. Pull up Guys Business Parts. I want you to just see the intro video. Dude, so this intro video, I was super pumped about it. I scripted it out. Like, I did the scenery. Like, I did a whole scene board on it, too, and everything. So I picked exactly the areas where I wanted to film. I envisioned the shots and everything, right? So I did that. And also the theme. So the theme was supposed to be The Purge. But
oh, that's crazy.
Well, it's The Purge, like the mask. And then it's also our normal cells. So it's like our normal cells versus an alternate version of ourselves, which is The Purge.
That's mask. Deep.
Yeah, so when you see it, like, honestly, if I could have done a lot more to it, it would have came out way better. But considering what we got done in a matter of a few days, I think it came out really well, considering.
Yeah.
And then, you know, obviously time and all that, and then equipment, lighting and all that was a factor. But considering what we had to work with, I think that video came out fucking awesome, honestly.
Yeah, definitely. And I think like, honestly, bro, like, you guys are fucking good at analyzing the intro? Shit that you guys are talking about.
Let me see. On the first episode?
Let me see.
No, it's not on the first episode. That's not it. It's on the season 2, episode 1.
Here, watch.
Click on the channel itself.
You can see it, right?
Yeah, click on the channel itself. Wait, where is it? Right there? It'll say Guys Beers and Sports, the name of it. You know how there's like a little image and then it has like words next to it, next to the picture?
It should be on the bottom of the video, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Right there?
Yeah, where it says Guys Beers and Sports. Yeah. Click on that. Okay. And then
videos.
Right there on top, there's 3 tabs.
One of them says
videos.
Oh, shit. It says home
videos and then some videos. He's
almost there, guys. Don't worry. He's almost
there. Bear with me, guys.
Technical
difficulties. Which one is it?
It should be one that says like season 2, episode 1.
I just want to say right now that
Or intro. It'll say intro on there. What's up?
He's trying really hard to navigate to the videos. And,
I'm trying to focus.
He's going to get there and I'm better than Kobe.
I think Karl Malone thinks that he
I'm the only big man ever.
Season 2, episode 1?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right there.
Season 2 intro. Season 2 intro.
What's Adonado
500. You don't pay for premium, chick. Come on.
No. I have YouTube Music. I pay for that one.
Dude, music. Well, pay for premium. It comes with the music.
Does it?
See, Wayne.
Does it?
This one right here?
That's all I have. Yeah, that one. Test.
This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the...
Guys Bearing Sports. Guys Bearing Sports. Look. Jumping out the gym with a butter rim. Give me another beer, fill it to the rim. We talking about Jordan in his prime, man. Rice was on the line, man. Noah's first dime. Bottom of the ninth, runner on second. Ray Allen in the corner, he a lethal weapon. Either on the field or it's on the court. This is Guys Bearing Sports. This is Guys Bearing Sports.
Yeah.
This is Guys Bearing Sports. This is Guys Bearing Sports. This is Guys Bearing Sports.
Dude.
Bruh. I drew all that shit up and Redman P, like I say, he put effort into that song, dude. Cause that's song, impressive. That's a good song.
Yeah.
And dude, like, I envisioned that. I envisioned a face-off of, like, you and your alter ego. That's the way I envisioned that. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of those clips, they were, like, last minute. It was, like, stuff didn't... Like, this is done in a matter of days, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I was still very happy with the way that came out, considering the time and the resources that we had.
Would you ever consider, like, coming back? And either continue it or just start a whole new podcast.
I've actually dabbled with the idea of starting another podcast. I actually was going to start one. I was going to call it. Yeah. Well, and I was on the brink of starting one. I was going to do Chewy's Bar.
Oh.
Yeah. And my whole idea of it was to recreate celebrity drinks. So speaking of Hulk Hogan, his favorite drink is the giant python. Not just
I believed you for a second.
Like, well, actually, no, real talk though, his favorite drink is a piña colada. Oh. A piña colada, dude. That's his favorite drink. So what I was going to do, because I have a bar, you know, you see my house. I have a bar in his house. Yeah. So I was going to recreate the piña colada and then start doing like a podcast sit down with people and just talk about random topics, but while enjoying this celebrity drink. So obviously the questions would have revolved around Hulk Hogan or wrestling, whatever, right? I started one where I did Frank Sinatra. So Frank Sinatra's favorite drink was Jack and Coke.
But, that's my favorite drink.
But here's the kicker. He put a mint leaf in his Jack and Coke.
Ooh.
And, dude, honestly, that's a game changer. You put a lime.
Isn't it a crushed one? Like, don't you crush it with your, your thumb and then throw it in?
No, no, no.
Or twist it?
He garnishes it.
I think so.
The lime, you twist it and you put it in. But the mint leaf, he garnished it. And the reason why, though, because you know when you drink Jack and Coke, right, you get all that whiskey hits you straight into the nose. That mint leaf covers that. So you're getting the aroma of the mint leaf, and you're getting the flavor of the Jack and Coke with that hint of lime. Makes all
and the smell affects the flavor.
But that's what I'm saying. You get that aroma, and it's in your buds already. You're already tasting the aroma. The first thing you're tasting is the mint, and you're not. It's not even in your mouth. It's just going through your nose.
That's crazy.
And then when you're drinking it, like it just mixes so well together, dude. It will change your life. You'll be fancy, bro. I think I saw on one of your previous episodes, Arlene was pinky up with her electrolyte.
Right?
That's gonna be you with the Jack and Coke, dude. You're gonna be pinky up. Watch, all fancy. But yeah, dude. So anyway, the idea was that recreating celebrity drinks and then just, you know, topics on that. So that was an idea that I threw out there that I never actually launched. But would I come back? Would I redo that? I mean, Guys, Beers, and Sports, I think is a great idea. Like I said, the vision is, I think, would make a great show. It would make a great show to continue on with more help. Like a lot more help, it could be, I think it would be something big, a lot better. Yeah. But as far as going back to the way it was, I can't do that. I don't have the time for it. I don't have the time for it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it
make
would
it require, more relaxed.
I would need a production crew.
Yeah.
Well, bro, with time, things evolve, bro, and it doesn't mean that just because it's different, it's worse. So
it means you
difference,
learn from it.
Difference is that you're going to learn from it. Look what you're saying right now. Like, it would be great to have production people. Cool. Yeah. Guess what? Chewy knows some people. Mm-hmm. I know some people. Wayne, you know some people, too. So all the Chewys together, Captain Planet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hey, they're supposed to be coming out with that movie.
Yeah, that movie. Right. Yeah.
I'm taking cheers to that, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Simon.
Opa, Juan, with that python. But man, I mean, it's a possibility, you know. Even new ideas. New ideas incorporating stuff like that, like, it's a possibility. You know,
I've had an idea of, like, but I would have to contact the owners, but find, like, bars, like, small bars, and then on a slow day, do the episode there at their bar.
Yeah.
You know, and just talk about their beer or
you know who was really big about that? What's that bar that's in the corner of right before you go into downtown? So you know if you're coming from the freeway and you're going what road is that? You're going down that road.
Not Congress, other one.
And you're turning on to Congress. You know what I'm talking about? It's the one, you know where the parking garage is at? The main one by Hi-Fi? It's pretty much across the way from that. There's a bar right there. I can't think of the name. It's a brewery
that's
right there.
It's Thunder Canyon Brewery.
Thunder Canyon. There you go.
Oh, you already do shit right there.
Well, Arlene performs there.
Arlene performs there, yeah.
They're really big about it. They say, hey, if you guys want to do this, you guys, because we had them on our show
before. For real?
Yeah, we had them on our show. And they say, if you guys want to do this, just let us know. We'll accommodate it. They're very open about it because that draws a crowd. That draws people in.
I might do that, bro.
Yeah, that's,
have you guys on there.
That's a definite possibility, dude. That would be fun, dude. But yeah, they're very open. And honestly, what I noticed, like, especially with these breweries and stuff, they're open to stuff like that, dude.
Hey, everyone. Quick message from Tucson's Rising Phoenix Fitness and Defense. Help treat anxiety and depression with martial arts training and education. Develop the confidence, skills, and fitness you need to stay safe. Our focus is real-world self-defense tactics, practical and effective for everyone. You can find them at 4500 East Speedway Boulevard, number 4, Tucson, AZ 85712. Or you can call them at 520-838-1592. They are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So hit them up. Learn martial arts, very therapeutic, and you can learn to kick ass and kick depression's ass as well. So hit them up.
Like, first of all, with a lot of these breweries, they brew so much beer where if they don't sell it, they dispose it.
Yeah, it goes bad.
If they give away some beer in exchange for promotion, they're all for it, dude.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of these brewery owners are super down to earth, dude. They're super cool people. Like, you would never, you would think someone like a little bit more business, like stuck up and stingy and all that. Nah, dude, these people are so laid back. Like,
all wholesome and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you bring it up, they're all for it. As long as you come up with something that benefits them, for one. And two, is organized. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not like, can I just come in here and throw a party? Like,
I know.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, we'll just reserve that corner for you, you know? But if you actually have an idea and you present it in a way that actually shows how it benefits them, why wouldn't they want to do it? You know what I'm saying? It just brings, as long as it's a healthy crowd, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to bring a bunch of idiots to a place and
smoking crack in the
exactly. Yeah, don't bring your crackhead friends with you, and then, you know, banging in the bathroom and trying to sleep with the bar owner's wife, and, you know, trying to pull a Hulk Hogan and shit,
ripping his shirt off. Oh, brother,
don't bring the blue waffle. Hey, you know, man, what I'm saying?
If he's like, cool, hey, if he's cool with the wife landing, hey, that's not my fault.
So don't bring chorizo. All right, so we don't bring chorizo
with the push pop.
A push pop dick on your way.
We're gonna leave the push pop. But yeah, dude, I mean, why wouldn't they? That's promotion, you know, that benefits you and it benefits them.
Well, a lot of things going to be happening in the works, guys. And I really do hope you start a podcast. And I'm going to look into that. You guys will definitely be on there.
Yeah.
And you got any socials you want to plug or anything?
Nah, not right now, actually. I've been taking a break from all my socials.
We're just talking about that.
I'm going MIA. I put my cell phone in a Ziploc bag and wrap it with foil so they can't catch me right now.
He put the top on the top of it. He's like, all right, let's put this away for a little bit. Really?
You got to sometimes, you know?
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of like just unplugging, you know? Mm-hmm. You got to unplug from everything. I just feel like there's so much stress in this life right now.
Definitely.
And when you can't juggle all that stress at once, what do you do? Like, you fumble the ball, right? You pull the Cowboys and you lose the first fucking round. Anyway, but that's what happens. Like, it's too much to juggle. And I think the biggest issue that we make as humans is that we try to juggle everything at once. And then you fail.
We don't ask for help. We're too proud.
Well, we
take it all in. Exactly. And you're like, I got this. And you're like fucking dying in the inside.
Yeah, because you don't want to be a burden on nobody. Yeah. And also, you don't want to give that satisfaction to people, because people will use shit like that against you. You know what I'm saying?
People are petty,
bro. Fuck people, bro.
Yeah, fuck people. That's what makes it so rough. Like, you trust people, and the people you trust, you don't want to be a burden on. And then the people you feel comfortable with, they use it against you. And it's like, why? Like, why, right? So then what I realize is just unplugging. Unplug from everybody, everything, everybody. And like I said, now I'll chill at home, dude, and there's no urgency to have to go out and party and drink. And it's nice to sit home, watch a movie, and just crash out comfortably. Dude, getting full 8 hours of sleep makes a fucking difference on my life.
You don't wake up feeling like shit the next day. Exactly. Fucking, what the fuck did I do?
Exactly.
Spent all kinds of money.
Stressing about women, stressing about friends, not stressing about, you know, what's going on. It's just your main focus, which is your home, your kids, and your work.
And it's crazy, because some people would take that, oh, he's creating his own fortress of solitude where he's just alone, and why does he want to do that, you know? But you need time for yourself. And I know it sounds fucking cliche that people say that and shit, but, like,
it's true.
Honestly, like, think about how everybody out there, think about how your life is. Think about what is the cause of any sort of anything that makes you say this is a concern. If those concerns are being caused by people, quote unquote, that you love and they're in your life. Dude, if it's not your immediate kids or your husband or wife, guess what you can do? Remove them from the equation. Mm-hmm. What is that going to do? It's going to remove all that stress and all those concerns out. And the biggest thing, I have talks with Arlene all the time, like, select your fucking circle. Oh, there's 20 in there? How much are they contributing to your actual happiness? Oh, 10 of them are not contributing anything to your happiness. They're doing the opposite. Guess what you could do? Take them out.
Yeah.
Make your circle smaller.
I've told her the same thing.
And you know what? You know what? I had this conversation. So one of these kids that I work with, he's 20 years old, right? And he talks about like how his plan is to, he doesn't want to go to college, but he wants a job that requires a college degree. So he's like, I'll just get there through work experience. And I'm like, dude, like,
it's not.
You're 20 years old. I'm like, you're 20 years old.
Yeah.
You have the ability to go to school, right? But what I told him, he goes, oh, you know, I think with my experience, and if I have a tight circle where people can help me achieve that goal and this and that. And I was like, okay, look. I was like, first of all, people are going to contribute, but that's not necessarily your circle. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because when you think of a circle, it's got to go through you and come back to you. And one of the things you got to understand is that if you're putting something out there, they're going to take that, but they also got to return it back to you.
Fact.
So that's how a circle works, right? It's going to go in this motion where it's going to constantly be revolving around. So like I said, it's got to go through you and come back to you.
You take what you give. You
know? Exactly. And then if you're trying to say, he's like, well, if I surround myself around millionaires, then I'll become a millionaire. I'm like, no. Well, why are millionaires going to surround themselves around you? You're not a millionaire. So if they're going through you, they're not getting anything back. Nothing's coming back to them because you don't have anything to offer at that point, right? Now, if it's just a promise that, oh, I will be a millionaire because you guys are millionaires, that's not really any, there's no strength on that, right?
Yeah, they didn't get millionaires by promises like that.
Exactly. You know? And so one of the things I told them is that in that circle, like I said, it goes through you and it comes back to you, right? Mm-hmm. And I told them the biggest mistake that you're going to make that you need to know now, it's not about who's in your circle, it's about who you are in that circle.
Yeah.
It's you are in that circle. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because like I have friends and all that, like that, you know, I have issues with or had issues with, but I'll tell you right now, those people are the way they are, and I know that. It's not them, it's who I am in that process. Mm-hmm. And if I don't like who I am in that time frame, then it's not necessarily removing them, it's removing myself.
Nice.
And that's the whole point of me shutting out. That's the whole point of me resetting. Essentially, I'm resetting myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not other people's fault for me acting the way I act. It's my choice. You know what I'm saying? And if I don't if I don't like it, then that's something I need to change for myself. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you don't need to have people who bring that reaction out of you, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Facts.
But you also got to understand what you can handle and what you can't handle.
Yep.
And when you can't, you got to make the change within yourself.
I love it. Wise words.
Modelo time.
Modelo time. Hey,
cheers again.
And monster time.
Monster time. Modelo time. Let's go.
Well, guys, I had a great time. And chorizo.
Yes, sir.
You got anything to plug?
I am happy to announce that starting March, I'm gonna try to continue streaming.
Yes, fuck yes, finally, bro.
Finally, and I think what I'm gonna end up doing is, I'm gonna end up hopefully uploading at least a video a week. That's my goal for March.
That's a good goal. Start
of March.
And gaming though, right? Talking about the gaming too?
Yeah, gaming. Yeah, streaming, gaming, yeah. I streamed myself working out once, and I was like, whatever.
Just cause, sexy on the weights?
No, bro, my nephew was, no, that's a different type of
stuff. Only
bro,
fans.
That's an only.
That's his OnlyFans, guys. That's only coming
pops.
In May.
The only pops. Only push pops. No, but yeah, but I am happy to announce that. And I think I'm going to go through YouTube streaming instead of Twitch. I mentioned before, if people have heard, that Twitch is paying off really different now. Uh-huh. And they don't really pay people. So I'm going to go to YouTube and see what happens. And hopefully I get a little bit of pay.
Fuck yeah, man.
Because I'm owed like $150 from Twitch and they're not going to pay it.
Motherfuckers, what?
Yeah, they're not going to pay it. So it's not a, I know for a lot of people it doesn't, oh, it's $150, shit, dude.
In this economy?
There's people that haven't gotten paid $20,000. All right, cool. But imagine how they feel then. Right. If I feel this way, imagine how they feel. So just, yeah.
Milk, eggs, and I guess a tank right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, so far I do have one video on YouTube. I mean, it's pretty long, but it's like my first video. I just threw up there. I haven't uploaded anything, but it's on my channel, Shadow Curvy 187. I'm on Twitter under Chorizo 187. And then Facebook Gaming is Shadow Curvy 187 as well. And yeah, guys, just hit me up. Send me any ideas, anything that you guys might think it might be entertaining for you, and I'll do my best to make sure I provide some entertainment.
Fuck go. Yeah! Looking go. Forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to new podcasts.
Hopefully, and, more episodes, more stuff to do.
Yeah, and I would really like that for Mr. Duarte here to pick that up, yeah, and get at least one podcast going, like one episode a month or something.
That'd be pretty dope.
That'd be honestly. Pretty, and I'm down to help out, bro. You know
hey,
me.
Hey, me too, bro.
You
I
know
think
me.
It'd be fun.
I'm down to help
I got,
out too.
I got microphones. I got cameras. I got lights. I got green screen. And
you guys could use my equipment as well.
Yeah, dude. That'll be fucking great, man. So and it's gonna be like the gaming community we had before. Mm-hmm. We all help each other out. Gefilte, shout out to you, bro.
No. You got me started in podcasting.
Yes,
bro.
Sir. Yeah, and no. when I heard you bought this mixer, dude, I was like, dude, he's actually serious about his podcast. So let's, you know, I want to help as much as I can with whatever I can. I know I don't help a lot.
Well, you've helped out a lot.
You know what I mean? I want to make sure that whatever I can do, I do.
Yeah.
So I'm always available for any of my friends, any of their business, anything they're doing, and I won't ever charge dime. Just let me know.
For sure.
Well, thanks again, guys.
Coming soon.
Thank you, Drew.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, man. And looking forward to more.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, peace.
Peace.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. And if you'd like to support this podcast, check out anchor.fm/screamingchewy@gmail.com. Any contribution is greatly appreciated, and that makes you my producer. If not, that's cool. I'm just happy you're tuning in. And hey, Screaming Chewy Show merch. Yeah, that's right, at teespring.com. Just Google Teespring, T-E-E Spring, Screaming Chewy Show. Just Google that, it'll take you right there. And yeah, you could buy hoodies, t-shirts, socks, masks. You know, if there's any stuff you'd like to see on there or purchase, just let me know and I'll add it on. And yeah, you'll be rocking, styling. Social media, don't forget to follow me on there. On Facebook, Screaming Chewy Show. I like to share memes, just make up stupid shit. Share my episodes on there and just whatever. Check out my YouTube for video versions of my podcast episodes. Also, in between episodes, I like to add me streaming. Yeah, watch me get scared playing a creepy game or die playing PUBG or some shit, you know what I mean? And yeah, just check out my YouTube and Twitter. It's at Screaming Chewy. Yeah, not Screaming Chewy Show. I should change it to that. But for now, it's just Screaming Chewy. And thanks again for tuning in. See you next week. Peace.